Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking some Titans and the future of the quarterback position. And to help us do that, we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend John Glennon to the program from the Nashville Post. John, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you guys?
We are well.
Good.
Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, John, let's just start right off the top here with Will Levis. He gets benched on Sunday. Callahan is asked yesterday about the plan at quarterback this week and basically says he's going to take the next 2 days to come to a decision on that front. Talks about how, you know, players have to be held to the same standard. And I walked away yesterday, John, thinking to myself that the Will Levis era here in Nashville is done and that Callahan is out on him. Could be wrong, but that was the takeaway that I had. What about you? What did you make of Callahan's comments yesterday and what it means for the future of Will Levis?
Yeah, you know, I did think it was an interesting tack, a different tack from earlier this season. You know, when Will Levis was struggling, the party line was constantly, okay, we're going to work with him. We're going to give him the whole season to be evaluated. We want to see the full picture of Will Levis, you know, give him time, so on and so forth. There was none of that. The company line from earlier in the season, it was, I'm going to take a couple of days. And honestly, I would agree with you. It sounded more like Mason Rudolph may well be the guy this Sunday than Will Levis. And, you know, you have to think that Brian Callahan may be thinking a couple of things. A, that the evaluation period of Will Levis is done at this point. I mean, he's seen him now for 11 starts. We haven't seen a lot of progress for Will Levis this year, in overall numbers. He may be willing to say, hey, maybe Mason Rudolph gives us a better so we put him in there. There was certainly a different tone, I would say, from Brian Callahan yesterday than what we saw earlier in the season.
Okay, so you agree with us because the entire premise of this show is that he's getting everyone ready to tell them that Mason Rudolph will be the starter, which to me, John, is, first of all, who wants to watch that crap? I mean, I don't. And second of all, I mean, to me, that, yeah.
Which crap, the Will Levis crap or the Mason Rudolph crap?
Well, look, man, I'll absolutely sign up for the Will Levis crap, which is You might have some awesome throws and some wow turnovers and just a wild time. And Mason Rudolph is just boring, but then he'll still throw a bad pick. And also, like, there's just no, like, what's the upside? Here's what I don't buy, okay? And he already started to say it because, like, you're absolutely right. Like, right, the tone has changed. The narrative has changed. At 3-11 with three games left, I just don't buy this, well, everyone should be judged the same way. Like, this is some, I mean, everyone is just, it's a death march to the end. And, you know, they're going to try to win and these guys are going to be pros and all that stuff. I don't think that matters. I think this is about, like you said, John, they're done. And also, I do think that it's about a little bit of, well, next year when the coach and GM are back, you know, the quarterback was really kind of the problem this year, folks. So now get excited because next year there's going to be a new quarterback. What say you?
Well, yeah, here's what I agree with you in the fact that I don't think there's a real downside of starting Will Levis for this Sunday or for the rest of the season. Obviously, there's no playoff situation you're worried about. Honestly, whether you win or lose doesn't make a big difference. And your the chances are that Will Levis is going to be here next year, whether it's as a starter or as a backup, we don't know. But there are better odds of Will Levis being here, I think, certainly than Mason Rudolph, who's on a one-year contract, who is a known quantity at this point. You're not looking for anything in Mason Rudolph. You pretty much know what you're getting in him. So I don't see any real advantage in starting Mason Rudolph. Why not give Will Levis that opportunity maybe to bounce back? He's got three more division opponents. Maybe he gives you something down the stretch to kind of make you think a little bit more during the off season. If you're Brian Callahan, maybe you're thinking of a couple things. A, maybe your evaluation is complete. And B, you know, maybe Brian Callahan is thinking, hey, I need to win a game or so to make sure I'm completely safe come the off season. And maybe right now Mason Rudolph gives me that chance in the next game or two more so than Will Levis. So that may be entering in the picture as well, because I thought it was interesting, you know, all the talk about the locker room accountability. It makes sense, you know, that he's replaced other guys earlier in the season. Why not quarterback as well? But I'm a little suspicious, again, in the fact that we didn't hear much of that earlier in the season when Will Levis was struggling. So I think there's probably a little bit more going on than just that.
Exactly. It's spin zone time.
Well, and John, you bring it up. So, you know, knowing full well that this owner has done some wild stuff the last couple of years here, and you can never really predict what's going to happen. As we sit here today, this football team is 3-11, well below, you know, what anybody hoped that they would be this year. And now it looks like your quarterback is on the outs and you're going to be looking for another one, be that a free agent, be that a draft pick this offseason. So how do you view the job status of Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan moving forward? Do you think both of them are safe heading into next year? What's kind of your view as we sit here today on that front?
I would think that they are both safe. You know, I would think in terms of Brian Callahan that when you bring in a head coach, you know, you want to commit to him for more than 1 year. That said, the year has clearly not gone well, you know, and I understand what Brian Callahan's message has been, you know, for the last few weeks in terms of, you know, the trusting in the process and seeing progress, even though there's not been the results. But there have to be results at some point. You know, you have to show the fans something. I think the fans are speaking very clearly by the fact that they haven't showed up at Nissan Stadium for weeks, by the obvious frustration. And you know, it's understandable. What have the Titans shown us this year? You know, 7 of the 11 losses by 10 or more points. Point differential right now is minus 125, which is tied for second worst. You're tied for second in the NFL in penalties, and you're tied 30th in the NFL with a minus 13 turnover ratio. Obviously, the 3-11 record is the bottom line, too. So as much as you want to say, you know, that this team is still giving its all, and I think it is. I think there's a lot of energy. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm. But there has to be more. So, you know, I think, you know, maybe even more so than, say, 3 weeks ago, I think there's probably more of a chance that Brian Callahan doesn't return next season. But I would overall picture, I would think that you try to commit to a first-time head coach for more than 1 year.
Well, what about just the idea of just the front office? They've had 2 years, and I know it's, you know, different situations, you know, trying to work with Vrabel last year, you know, and obviously, you know, they hired Callahan this year. What about the idea of just the front office being changed while they continue to let Callahan prove he's a good coach?
Yeah, I honestly, I don't see that either. I mean, I liked, and I think most people liked what Rand Carthon did last off season. You know, I mean, the Titans had a ton of money, and they spent the money, and what it appeared to be wisely spent as well. You know, they filled a lot of holes. They signed some good players. I mean, some of these guys have been hurt since then. But, you know, I think he had this roster in pretty decent shape going into the offseason. I think this should be a better team than what it is right now. I think it should be at least a team that's kind of hovering around 500 opposed to, you know, what the situation is now. And, you know, I think, you know, the drafts, you know, you can still say there's time that we still need to see what comes out of the drafts. But I think some of the players have been pretty solid. Well, I think Rand Carthon, to me, I think is in better shape based on what he has done than what Brian Callahan has done this first year.
So to that front, you know, if quarterback is now on the table again for them to figure out this offseason, you know, sitting here today, John, knowing that things are going to change 1,000 times over between now and the first round of the NFL draft, like, it doesn't feel like there's a ton of great options for the Titans at quarterback. The free agent list is not very long. Everybody keeps bringing up Sam Darnold. I'll be convinced that he's not in Minnesota next year when I see it. So there's not a lot of great free agents. And then you look at the draft, and most of the draft experts aren't super high on quarterbacks in this year's draft. And right now the Titans are bad. Unfortunately for them, a lot of other bad teams in the NFL as well that also need quarterbacks. So how do you view, if this is it for Will Levis, how do you view kind of the obstacles now in front of them in search for the next quarterback?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing too. Is it's easy for you know for us in the media or fans or whoever to say, yeah, that's it. Will Levis, we're done with him. You know, he's had his chance. It's not happening here. But you have to look at the alternatives and the options as well. And there, as you just referenced, there's not a buffet of quarterback options out there either. I think you know that free agent list at this point looks like it's going to begin and end with Sam Darnold. And as you say, certainly Minnesota will have the inside track on re-signing him after this year. And you know, who else you look in that free agent list? Justin Fields? I don't see him being a miracle worker in any case either. So it's a difficult situation because, you know, as happens every year, I think, in the draft, you know, you see some of the initial big board talent projections come out. And when you see those, the quarterbacks in the upcoming draft aren't necessarily right near the top. But what happens all the time is teams that are desperate for quarterbacks will move up and take those quarterbacks. So I don't think there's any guarantee that this crop, that you know, there's that one or two miracle workers that magically turn the season around. So then, you know, I mean, do you look at trade, you know, for somebody that's unproven? And if you're trading for somebody unproven, you know, you're giving up draft capital to bring somebody in too. So it's an unenviable task. Certainly for the Titans going forward, it's one thing to say, yep, Will Levis is done. See you later. He's had his chance. It's another thing to say, okay, who's next?
So it's going well. what we all would agree on. By the way, on the YouTube chat, Ed Henry says, wait, let me turn the volume up before Glennon gets on. I think your voice has been a perfectly fine booming level through this entire interview. Paul Kaharsky, like, the crap Paul Kaharsky puts out there, you know?
Thank you.
I mean, if you'd like to use this platform right now to rip him, please do.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're buying what Kaharsky is selling, it's a you problem, not a me problem here. He likes to make up the occasional story too, and he likes to beat those false narratives to death. We know this about our beloved friend Paul Kaharsky, so you know we just have to keep that in mind when he's chatting.
A very nice and gentle rip of Paul Kaharsky.
I enjoyed it every second.
Professional, John.
John, great stuff, brother. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
John Glennon from the Nashville Post, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Lots to continue on this discussion as it relates to quarterback and Will Levis and what the Titans do moving forward. We'll get more into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.